ago, true political prisoner, great patriot, head of the Proud Boys, J6, former political prisoner, coming up, and we'll continue with your calls. Let's talk to Dave in West Virginia, Air Force, federal law enforcement, 20 years. Thanks for holding. How do we make sense of this? What do you think? I'm really impressed with the callers today. It's great that all you men called in. I appreciate it.
Hey, Alex, great to be on, man. I just have to tell you, give a plug to Methylene Blue and Irish Sea Moss. Disabled veteran here, cancer, and that stuff is the real deal. It's helped me tremendously.
Well, thanks for the support, brother, but I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Oh, it's awesome stuff. I highly recommend it. I just think that Trump needs to reconnect with his base, man. We elected Trump for action, and we're not seeing the action we elected him for. You know, the enemy is in the gates, man. And is it too late? I don't know, but it's not looking good for our country. And Trump needs to reconnect with his people and the people that put him in there.
I agree. And let me say this. I'm actually proud of populist Christians, conservatives, that we are not like the Democrat cult members. We hold people's feet to the fire. I mean, I'm actually proud.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I'm interrupting. Go ahead.
No, I agree, Alex. I mean, we elected him for action, and we haven't seen the action we elected him for. We are tired and fed up with these traitors to our country. They have infiltrated us at every level, and we have to do something before it's too late. We're on the edge. We're on the precipice right now of not having a country anymore. This is not the America I grew up, you grew up in, or anybody else. I mean, we're in deep doo-doo right now.
I agree. Let me say something scary, because I've been thinking since the caller said it, a couple of them said it, and I was thinking it before the show. Trump is losing so much support in real polls on the grassroots. I mean, I don't just believe polls. I scan things myself, and I was saying it before it was even the polls, that they might not go with their civil war option, thinking they'll win the midterms. But because the global economy is on the verge of crash, they don't like his policies, that even if we sink with it, we'll still block the EU, the carbon taxes, and the Chi-Coms, and it'll go worse for them in the crash. We'll be in a better position. They might try to put us into civil war so we completely implode. The average globalist doing it isn't read in on it, but their controllers may sink the country to go ahead and just fully take us out as a real superpower. So I actually think they're going to make their moves. My gut, and when I look at all the evidence, tells me that people thinking this isn't about to go down, I see they're thinking, and it's sophisticated, but not sophisticated enough, and I hope I'm wrong. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think something's coming. I mean, everybody I've talked to, you know, I talk to a lot of veterans around the country, from New York to Florida to California and all in between, at the VFW Post and American Legion Post, and everybody agrees, the most majority of them anyway, agree that there's something coming, and they've been preparing.
I was about to say, it's not wisdom is you have all the data, but then your gut puts it together, because there's tens of thousands of points. You can feel it, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I mean, actions speak louder than words, and we're not seeing the actions we need. You know, the enemy is in the gates. We've got Muslim terrorists marching in our streets. We've got the illegals everywhere, draining our system of all of our money and taxpaying money. It's a nightmare, and it's Trump is dealing with so many fronts. It's almost, it's like he's the only one, and everybody needs to realize that he is only one man, and he is dealing with so many things, you know, at once. And
we got to criticize him when he's wrong, but be balanced and not hate his guts.
Absolutely.
Perfectly said.
No, I don't hate him. We just want action. I think if he reconnects with his base that elected him, and we take action. We got to take action.
That's the answer. He must reconnect. It's all about optics.
Black. Rolling.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Tario, great patriot, give his real expert take on all that's happening. But I wanted to clarify something right now, and this isn't my fault, but I also still feel guilty about it because this happens every day. I go on air, and I try to be clear in just a few minutes on a point, but I will show different angles, different sides, and you know, try to figure things out. Most stuff, you know, we know the answer, but still the nuanced things. That's why I love the smart callers and love the guests. You know, it's a college of debate. It's a think tank. I mean, really, InfoWars is a think tank, and then a pro-freedom action arm. But we're human-powered, humet, just trying to do the best we can. People-powered. True populism. True Americana. And so Friday night, I see the headlines, ABC News, CNN, everywhere. I know they're fake news. So I don't believe it right away. And there's these headlines. Todd Blanche, deputy AG. There's a Maryland grand jury, you know, that's looking to indict Schiff for all his open mortgage fraud. And so it quoted these different journalists and investigators. And I read their articles, know who they are. I've interviewed some of them. And they're the ones that were giving Ed Martin and everybody. We went and got his documents. They're public. Anybody can do that. Like Letitia James or all of them, not you know, paying their taxes or lying on the mortgages or having an apartment building you call a single dwelling. This is all money laundering, all fraud, cut and dry. People get died every day for it. And so I read the quotes of the people that went to Maryland thinking they're in a grand jury about Schiff, and it's all about Martin. So I text Martin right before I go live at like 11 a.m. Saturday for a special show. We don't always do Saturday shows. It's a special. And you know, I know from people, not him, others, Blanche got so mad at him when he attacked me and killed the investigation and stuff that happened to me with the Democrats and the other, in the previous DOJ, same DOJ, that he's not allowed to talk to me right now. And he simply said, don't believe the fake news, can't comment. So then, right after I do my show, Brianna Morello calls up, our great reporter, who used to work at Fox, is dialed in with everybody. She's a real journalist. I mean, she talks to people all day long. Great sources. Well, Ed can talk to her, and Ed said, well, it's inaccurate, you know, but it's, you know, inaccurate. Let me tell you, I didn't have to even call the people that were there. They're the journalists that broke it. They're the ones that got there. And they were all, or did Ed Martin say you were a Fed? Did you believe you were a federal officer? All they did was do investigations and go get public documents and then go report it. Most cases that result in people getting in trouble is the citizens doing the right thing. I've done it myself when I catch people in corruption. So, no, I know what Martin does. He's a great guy, I've known 25 years. He would never talk crap about Todd Blanche to me or anybody else. I brought up Todd Blanche, you know, is he good? And he was like, oh, yeah, great, have a cookie. So, but we know from other sources, very close to it, they've been gunning for him. He's been blocking investigations, blocking pardons, all of it. And I got that from other task forces. Martin said correctly when we met and on the phone, yeah, they think I'm behind everything. It's crazy. I get the blame and the credit for everything. I'm just one guy. So, no, I have this from a bunch of other people. And including people in the White House and FBI and other DOJ people. And I don't want to make Todd Blanche a demon. I want him to do a good job. So then I come out after the show and I go, well, Brianna Morello said this, and I shot a report and posted it to be clear. And everybody goes, oh, look, fake news. See, none of this happened. It was reported all over the news. They quoted the people that went to the grand jury, and it was all about Ed Martin. Ed Martin's trying to keep his job so he can do good and take the high road. And every time, he didn't tell me this, but other people did, and then not in his office, Blanche attacks him, he just takes the high road. So no, they brought up Ed Martin. They brought up Pulte, the housing authority head, who's doing a great job. That was done to the grand jury. Now, you can say ABC or whoever, you know, MSNBC or whatever its new name has got something wrong. Sure. But the point is that all over national television, ABC, CNN, Russia Today, everywhere, they took clips out of context where I said, I'm done with Trump. I'm inches away. It's over. And they would show a clip of MTG unrelated. So it's not AI, but it's edited. And I'm not attacking, you know, any of the media. They can take a clip out of context if they want. But the context was the seconds before that and after I said, if Trump stands by and lets Todd Blanche prosecute Pulte or Martin, then I'm done. Because you don't hire these champions, send them in to defend you in the country, and then hang them out to dry, which I didn't believe Trump would do. And I said, so I can't believe this is going to happen. I believe if this is really all going on, this is it for Blanche. So I was saying, this is a test. This is a line in the sand. Trump does the right thing, defends his champions, or if he doesn't, then something's wrong with him. He's committing political suicide. That is not I'm leaving Trump. So I'm tired of them. Hell, they'll probably edit what I just said, requoting it, and say I said it again. That's why you see some 30-second clip or something of me. You got to go find what I actually said, okay? Because I don't do just mindless one-line sound bites. I just can't operate that way. Whatever I'm thinking, you're getting a true representation of it. And it's not like people say, oh, he just talks out of his ass. No, I have my thought, my research long before, then I spew it because there's no filter. Whatever I think is true, bleh, you get fire hosed at you. Okay? And it's very well thought out. But when I'm not 100% sure about something, I'll say, here are the angles. I'm not sure. What do you think? Because I what? Respect you. I don't talk to you like you're a dog or a five-year-old. When I know something, I say, I know this and here's why. Or I got a source that I can't tell you. But when I've got a general understanding, but I'm not exactly sure, I ask you because I'm not patting you on the head when I take calls and when you will hear what you think. I learned a lot, these callers today. Incredible insight. Some of the callers were amazing. All of them were excellent, except maybe one drunk guy. The point is that that's my philosophy, and I want you to get it. So here's a short clip of Brown Morello talking about this morning, also where I clarified it. And then, no, and I was not punched in the eye. I was out hiking 3-4 days ago, and a wind kicked up, and a little piece of rock went in my eye, and it went down there. And I have been in the shower trying to blast out. I haven't gone to the doctor yet. I can feel it right there. It's driving me crazy. And I had freaking hot water this morning, pulled down in the shower trying to get it out. I've had my fingers down there trying to get it out. I can feel it right here. I'm going to the doctor after the show. I can't wait till they get tweezers to get that whatever that I can feel it right here. So I'm not a happy camper on top of that. So I've not been punched in the eye. People yesterday were like, you look like you're tired, your eye's swollen. Yeah, I got a rock in it right now. Not bitching, just that's what's going on. Here's the clip of Brown Morello. I am seriously inches away from not supporting Trump anymore, because I am not going to watch him commit political suicide.
Now, listen, folks, that video was apparently edited in a way to make it seem like he was referring to the March Hale Green saga. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Well, fortunately, that's the case, I guess I should say. Ultimately, folks, I want you to hear this out. I spoke with Alex. A lot of you did reach out to me on X asking if this is an AI-generated video, and it appears to be not AI-generated, but intentionally edited to be misleading. So I reached out to Alex over the weekend to ask him just that, and this morning he sent me back this video. Take a listen.
I've got a lot of phone calls and text messages in the last 24 hours asking if a video that RT posted, an edit of my special Saturday live show I did, was AI? The answer is no. And I'm not saying RT is being deceptive, but it is a quick clip I didn't have the context where I explained that if Trump lets Todd Blanche and other people that we know are globalist deep staters and Democrats do things like prosecute Ed Martin and others that are investigating the people that tried to put Trump in prison and try to destroy America, that Trump's committing political suicide if that happens, and I'll have to withdraw support because I'm not going to aid and abet him in his own destruction and America's own destruction. So that's what I said in the larger, longer breakdown. But it is a wake-up call to everybody. A lot of people are upset about what's going on because we don't want to repeat what happened 8 years ago where the deep state just comes in and cuts us off the knees. Trump's doing a lot better job this go-around. People are a lot more awake. I'm not throwing baby out with the bathwater, but if he did do something like that was reported by ABC News and you know, everything else, now Ed Martin says it's not accurate, so I believe him. So we hope Todd Blanche isn't as bad as people are saying. But I was simply saying, if Trump let Todd Blanche do something like that or others, that's my line in the sand. So that was what I said. That's the context. I think you have to all agree with me, right?
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
We couldn't have a better guest on right now because he was, you know, charged with all this seditious conspiracy crap with no proof. Wasn't even in D.C., put in prison. Great friend of mine, head of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, is an American activist who served as chairman of the Proud Boys. He was convicted and sentenced for his role in January 6th Capitol protest. It was a Fed insurrection now proven at Noble One on X, noblelead.substack.com. A great page. We once get into gatekeeping from some of the social media and large accounts. The attacks on MTG. You can be pro-Trump and pro-MTG. It's not binary. Her voting record speaks for itself. Yeah, it's very destructive. There's an insidious trend that wants people to be binary in a very complicated political environment. The pressure that a lot of the originals put on Trump appointees is the reason why he has made much better choices in his second term. Yeah, we're able to influence Trump. He's a good guy overall. He's just overwhelmed. I agree with that. But real plunging poll numbers from the real pollsters, Comey and Letitia James having their cases thrown out by this corrupt judge, this Democrat judge. I mean, it is definitely on. And then you've got the Democrats calling, you know, oh, don't follow orders ahead of the uprising they're going to have. I want to speak to that the time we have in this segment to come back, get into the gatekeeping and take phone calls from Joe, Animal Mother, and others. But Enrique Tarrio, great to have you on. 35,000-foot view. I know you agree with me. We love Trump. We want him to succeed, but his base is pissed. A lot of that psyops manipulation, but also a lot of it is the economy shot. He's made some things to turn it around. We're seeing some good signs, but it's not fast enough. We know he's not a god. So what is the message of the people? Go ahead and unmute yourself. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Alex, we got about 1,200 days left in this administration, actually less if you count all the way to midterms. And what we're seeing, as you said, I think what we're seeing is this mega civil war, which for the most part is typical when your party has the executive, but we're seeing something a little bit nefarious here. Twitter just came out with that feature where you see where these accounts are coming from, and people are absolutely pissed because they're foreigners trying to influence like our elections really and our culture. But a lot of people aren't. You should be equally as pissed when foreigners are trying to meddle in our elections and our government with cash, with dollars. So I don't know what we can do to right the ship. I know, like I said, there's better choices that he made, and it comes from the pressure from InfoWars, from those viewers out there that watch you, those amazing viewers out there. But something needs to change. But you're watching this in real time, Alex. You're watching it unfold in real time.
Well, that's right. And notice. Benz just came out with a really powerful 2.5-hour report showing that it's massive EU money, Mike Benz, billions flowing back in from USA money that they put in when Biden was leaving. And then he has all the documents where they admit it's the Democrats literally attacking Trump and MAGA and trying to create a civil war out of Europe. So it doesn't mean there aren't legitimate issues, but this is being foreign funded. So it's not Trump and the Russians. It's the CIA and the globalists using money they put in Europe to do it.
Yeah, I know, and I totally agree with you. And you mentioned Ed Martin. I think Ed Martin has done an amazing job. He's actually my favorite appointee in the Trump administration. I can't speak to Todd Blanche. That's not my beat. But we're seeing this foreign money, this foreign influence keep coming in, and people are getting pissed off at the wrong things. And I'm pissed. You know, and I texted you yesterday and I told you, you know, this attack on Marjorie Taylor Greene, when her voting record speaks for itself, when she wanted the Epstein files released, these personal spats between the president and Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't care about them. I could support both. I could support the president.
Exactly, but wasn't she proved, because we're on the same team, but wasn't, it's like a family. We disagree. Some are still a family. We're 90% agreed. But wasn't she proven right when she said, this cover-up will fail, even though you're not involved, you want to protect all these billionaires, because you think it'll hurt. And she's been proven right. She was right.
I mean, we could do the jar thing where Marjorie Taylor Greene was right, and we just keep putting quarters in it, and we'll be millionaires by the end of this term. You know, she said it right. We're going to lose the midterms. They're going to impeach the president, right? I don't think it passes the Senate, but they're going to impeach the president. And you could put a poly market bet on that. In the first 30 days, they're going to impeach a president. And now we don't have 1,200 days left. We have up until the midterms, because that's going to happen, Alex.
We have like 350 days.
Yeah, we have 350 days to the midterm. And people are arguing about the stupidest things in the world. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, look, I'll tell you what. I think that she should have stayed. And a lot of people are saying,
I agree. She could have been a major power broker with that tiny margin.
She's become a major power broker just in the past couple months, right? She's done amazing throughout her entire political career, but she's done amazing these past couple months. She's put the pressure on, and that's what the MAGA movement is about. I'm not going to let people say, the MAGA movement's dead. It's not, okay? It's thriving. We don't think alike, and that's what people need to understand. We're not always going to agree.
We're not like the Democrats. We actually demand things from our leaders.
We're not in lockstep. What was the vote that they just voted to censor one of their own in the most obvious way possible? This could have been a slam dunk. They gave them the alley-oop, and all the Democrats voted exactly the same. That she should have been censored from day one. This congresswoman that attacked these ICE agents, okay, she should have been off. Look what they did to George Santos. George Santos wasn't even convicted, and he was thrown out of Congress, all right? And they gave him 7 years, okay? They gave me 22 years. They sued you. They're still suing me. It's nonstop warfare, and this is not – I can't even tell you that this is what I voted for, because I was in a concrete coffin. When it was election time, but I know that this is not what a lot of people voted for. I have full confidence in the president. I just don't, that confidence does not extend to his appointees. Pam Bondi, just a little while ago, I haven't read completely on it, but the indictment against Comey and the indictment against Letitia James, am I correct? Thrown out. Come on. You got to try them in Florida. And they will be convicted, they will be sentenced, and they will be in prison. I guarantee you that.
Well, here's the deal. We've got to be smart. We got to influence Trump. He listens to us. He has problems. Nobody's perfect. But we can't just freak out and totally throw him overboard. But part of that is the white pillars that if you say let's use Cat Turd as a perfect example. I'm not giving him a bunch of power, nice guy, know him, just get him on the show. But you say anything, disagreeing with anything, and he calls you a traitor, that only pisses off MAGA that's already upset with Trump, saying, if you think Epstein's important, you're not MAGA, you're an idiot. Stop. Stop it.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you criticize Pam Bondi? How dare you criticize Lindsey Graham? You know, like, if you're on the team, be on the team. Okay, Lindsey Graham has never been MAGA.
I think MAGA. But you delay it out, but yeah.
Yeah, so here's the issue. You know, you got Trump going against MTG, but getting Lindsey Graham, and then people like Cat Turd, people like what's his name, Dilly, that makes those cringy ass videos.
Oh, he's totally attacked me for not just. And of course, I've been right about it all. I said Trump's covering up for British intelligence and Mossad, and now they release the emails. Of course, I already knew that. It's like I'm trying to get Trump to make the right moves. Dilly and all you guys that just showed up recently and you think the OG.
Yeah, we've been in here. We've been in the trenches since pre-2016, since 2015. We've been here. We've known how to operate here. We're people that support the president because of his
policies. Let's just say it. We're veterans of the Second American Revolution and the Infowar. We're not trying to say that we're like stolen valor Marines on the you know beaches of Iwo Jima, but I mean this has been a war. I mean you could say it. You have actually been a political prisoner. You are actually a veteran like of a military attack.
Yeah, and Alex Jones is always right. Always put your money on Alex Jones when it comes to information and policy and how the country is going to look in the future and what direction we're going to go. Because we're involved. We're involved. We know the players. We know Lindsey Graham's not a good guy. We know Marjorie Taylor Greene is a good woman. And look, I'm a very, very loyal person. I'm a very loyal person. When no member of Congress wanted to do anything with us, and as a matter of fact, they wanted us to rot in jail, she sat there and she fought for us. So there is no way I'm going to turn on her. There's no way I'm going to turn on the president. But
and
that does not extend to their
point.
She used
to be the Democrats' number one enemy because she was one of the only faithful people.
Yes. And look, the president has not made a single good choice when it comes to attorney general. Okay? Not a single one. You know, he's not batting well in that department. He's batting well when it comes to Robert F. Kennedy. He's batting well when we talk about Ed Martin. We're talking Tulsi Gabbard, which came to a surprise to a lot of people. But I was eyeballing her, not in that way. I was eyeballing her in the Democratic in the Democratic primaries because she had Trump's foreign policy running against the Democrats.
She was winning the debates, and they killed her because she was being reasonable, and she's a good person. You can just see she's good, and their actions are. Your gut tells you she's good, and it's been proven. But, yeah, we had Sessions, a total wimp, idiot. We had
Bill Barr.
Bill Barr, total globalist operative, and now we get Pam Bondi. He is batting zero on attorney generals.
Yes, and we need either she needs to right the ship, okay, or she needs to give up her seat and get somebody better. I know Brianna had a great suggestion this morning. I forgot who it was, but Brianna had a great suggestion for Attorney General. We need a lion. We need a fire-breathing dragon. That is the most important appointment that a president can make, the Attorney General. Okay, because it's the executive. It's the ones that execute the laws. And who's the king of executing the laws? It's the Attorney General of the United States. Merrick Garland was, people are going to hate me for this. Merrick Garland was a very effective Attorney General.
He was a dragon
very
against,
evil.
Against the Patriots. Yeah, no, but he was a fire-breathing dragon.
Yes, and that's what we need. That's what we need. We need it on our side because 4 years from now, me and you will be silent.
Oh, that's right. Merrick Garland was a vicious, evil warrior, but he was a warrior. Not a bunch of political cream puffs. My fellow InfoWarriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction, or they're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this. We'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Because remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. So remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money. They want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever. It works incredibly. This is a product that I came up with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So good for the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
So we're having an adult discussion here, and I'm upset actually with a lot of the so-called conservatives and populists and people. They just pick an issue that's a football issue, and they just choose a side and fight with each other mindlessly. I'm actually trying to stop World War III. I'm trying to stabilize the currency. I'm trying to save the country because I live here. And Enrique Tarrio is a smart guy, too, and he's been through the wars and thrown in federal prison for absolutely nothing because they would go out and defend Christian church events at parks when Antifa would come beat him up. And I want to get him back on with Joe Biggs, maybe for 2 hours, maybe commercial-free or something next week, because Antifa, I did like 45 minutes on it earlier, the first hour, is literally training to kill everybody. Going around putting letters on people's doors, you're dead. All of this. They're gearing up for big stuff. And the Proud Boys' great crime was they would just peacefully go out, and maybe there'd be 20 Proud Boys and 100 Antifa would come to literally beat up men and women, babies and baby strollers, and they would fight back against them. So they got thrown in prison. Just absolutely insane. But there is a crisis of administration. Nobody can deny. And Trump even said he didn't know what he was doing in the first administration with all the traitors. This one's better, but the stakes are higher and the enemy's fighting harder. So I will not apologize for criticizing Trump. And those of you out there that say we shouldn't are insane. And those of you that say we're black-pilled and Trump's a traitor and he works for the bad guys, he killed the carbon taxes, the jewel and the crown of the whole New World Order takeover. He secured the border. He pulled us out of these treaties. No, he's the real deal. But it doesn't mean he's perfect. It doesn't mean you can be the real deal that you're a real person, but you still make mistakes. Now, you can say, well, he knows more than you. No, he's not been doing this 31 years, 7 days a week, immersed with all the experts. We're recognized. That's why they had Bill Mitchell from the show up. They saw it last week up there to advise them because they know the internal poll numbers they got. Days after they saw the show, he was on like last Tuesday, before Tuesday, like a week and a half ago. Days after they got their internal polls, and they didn't show Pulte this, or excuse me, they didn't show Mark Mitchell this. They showed somebody else in the White House this, and the numbers are worse than Mitchell's. They're the same, but about a point lower than his. Okay? In fact, the internal White House polls, here's a breaking exclusive, are worse than even mainstream media's. Okay? So we're on the way to flatlining here. And if you cheerleaders out there think just saying Trump's invincible, Trump's 5,000-D chess, if you think you just bow down to whatever the idiots in his administration are doing, they're not all bad, but if you just say it's okay as we said it is, that's the weird Q hopium crap I've heard before. Let's take a call with Enrico Tarrio. I want to get into the infighting with him and more and how we turn it around. Let's go to Joe in Oregon. Navy on martial law coming. You think Trump won't be able to handle it well. Joe, quantify that for us. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. And thanks for giving me a moment to share my opinion. And I want to preface by saying that we all owe you a serious debt of gratitude because we really wouldn't even be having this conversation if you hadn't normalized it decades ago, long before it was popular to discuss these things. So thank you. I'm nobody you've ever heard of, but throughout my career, I've had the dubious privilege of getting to be a fly on the wall in a number of high-level environments in the military. I served in a presidential support unit. I've worked in public policy. I've worked in the aerospace industry. I've worked around novel technologies. And my strong opinion is that America is captured by a false dichotomy. There's a rot inside both parties. I think Trump, I'm of a mixed mind about him. On the one hand, I think he saw an opportunity when Americans began to lose faith in the establishment to slide into politics. And like it or not, he's enriched himself and his family while Americans have watched their treasure be stolen by runaway inflation and bad economic policy. But on the other hand, you know, you did ask us to comment on the potential of a coming civil war or martial law. And I'm going to go back to why I appreciate you and have been listening to you for years to begin with, which is you've always focused on the root of the problem, which is, I mean, maybe people don't want to hear this, but it's above the executive branch. It's the tail that wags the dog, and that includes the CIA, the DIA, the DOE, and the corporatists who are all too happy to sell humanity's future for short-term gain, and they're kind of stuck in their own conundrum as well because they're things that have gone on for many decades that won't be untangled without people going to prison. So I really hope that we can look beyond Trump and continue to focus on the core issue, which is, as you've many times referred to it, as the deep state.
That's a great call. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Enrique, we want Trump to do as good as he can, but regardless, what happens to MAGA? The populism is exploding everywhere. This is a global trend. He just wrote in on it. Looking out beyond Trump, we can't just count on him. What do we do?
I mean, the movement has always been more than just the president, right? And some of these people deify the president, right? They put him on this pedestal. They're like, oh, he's perfect. He can't. And that's, I think that's, it's, for one, it's wrong. And two, it's wrong just like at a regular level, because the reason why he's so amazing is 2 impeachments, 2 assassination attempts, 4 indictments, and he's beaten all of this. And to say that he's perfect, would make all of that false, right? I think what people need to start doing is understanding that it's an organic movement. The MAGA movement is an organic movement. I don't want to give them the name. I don't want to say MAGA's dead. You can't take that from us. So I think he started a movement and he's shifted the right over more, I'd say more to the center, right? More to like common sense. And it doesn't die off with in 2029 on January 19, 2029. It doesn't die off with Trump. We're going to keep going because he's changed the culture. And that is what I appreciate about the president so much. But it takes a village for us to change.
I totally agree with that. But dynamic. What do you make of George W. Bush saying a week ago, we're going to take back the Republican Party? That is truly delusional. We know the future is not the Bushes and Dick Cheney.
Well, that's for one, that's never going to happen. And you said the word right. It's delusional because he knows it himself. Right when he said it, he knew that it would never happen because there is no way in hell that we're ever going back. Just like Kamala Harris said, we are not going back. We're not going back to the Bush years. We're not going back to the Cheney years. The Cheney years are actually officially dead. And there isn't one meme video creator, cringy meme video creator, or fat guy that names himself after cat feces that's going to change that. We are a movement that we're a rebellious movement on top of everything. And I won't let it stand. I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna just keep speaking truth to power. If people want to crap on me for it, go ahead, but they haven't been crappy.
That's a good message, though, to the establishment. If you think us being upset with Trump, that shows we've got our eye on the ball. That doesn't bode well for you. The world's becoming more revolutionary, not less.
Yes, yes. And we saw that. We saw that in the last, me and you walked together. We saw the raw power of the MAGA movement in right after election. The things that we were able to accomplish in such a short amount of time, in less than 2 months, we were able to accomplish. So I'm very proud of that. And that's not going to die. Whoever the next, I've seen these races also on Polymarket on who's going to take who's going to be running for president, who has the best stakes. I don't care because the culture and the people have shifted. One thing I will tell you, Alex, is Congress was a lot more effective in the first 4 years of Trump than they are now. They've done absolutely nothing. So in a way, I kind of understand Marjorie Taylor Greene's anger and where it's placed and everything that she's gone through. She's a fighter. I don't know much. I can't speak to Thomas Massey too much because, again, that's not my lane. But I could tell you about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I could tell you that people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are the future of MAGA. They are. I don't care what anybody says. Look, I love Laura. I love Laura Loomer. She's been a huge advocate for us. She's done amazing work, but I think in this one, she's wrong. I think Laura Loomer, I'm not going to put the quarter, I'm not going to put the dollar in the jar on this one. I think she's got this one wrong. I will stand with people that have fought for us and have fought for this country and for the people of Georgia that are the constituents of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm hoping that the person that takes that seat is like her or more fierce than her. And I think the people of Georgia will elect somebody that will be great for the country.
What do you make of Hegseth going, oh yeah, we're doing an investigation now into the former, the senator that was former military under the law who could be prosecuted. They skirted it where their surrogates all say he's doing false orders, illegal orders, don't follow his orders. We know what they're doing it for their coup, but at the same time, I don't see them with what he did alone himself as being convicted. So, I think in a way it's almost walks into a trap.
Alex, there's many people in the world that can speak to the act of sedition, right? And I think as an ex-seditionist, I think I fit the bill here.
That's exactly where I was going. You've been convicted of seditious conspiracy.
I have been convicted of seditious conspiracy. And seditious conspiracy is a very, very, very one of the worst crimes that you could commit.
And there's not many people in the history of America that have been.
Yes. And, Merrick Garland set that bar so low. And if you actually read the law is you could stop if an FBI agent is coming out of the FBI headquarters to go catch a bad guy and you put your hands on a car, that is force. Okay. And that is an act of sedition. You're stopping the execution of any law in the United States. and what we're seeing.
So you can say people blocking ICE doing their jobs are guilty.
That is the definition of the law of 18 USC 2384, which is seditious conspiracy, right? And what we saw in that video, just based on what I went through and the evidence presented in my case, these senators, these ex-CIA, these spooks, they are all guilty of sedition, okay? And they should be put in chains, okay? And they should be tried by a jury of their peers, something that they did not afford to me or Joe Biggs that has been on this show, okay? And then they should put them in the same concrete coffin they put me in, put them in there for 22 years, okay? When people tell me that they're going to side with some guy on the internet, some dude making memes or making, we're not known for pixels, Alex. We're not known for creating nice pixels on a screen. We're known for things that we've done in real life. You are known for things that you've done in real life. The changes that you've made, the changes that the Proud Boys have made, the changes that Trump has made is because we do things in real life. So I'll be damned if somebody's going to tell me that I haven't done anything and I'm going against the president. I do not go against the president. I go by what the president goes ahead and says and the tone that he set. And these people, these seditionists that you saw in that video should be put in prison. And they should be put in prison now. We shouldn't wait. By this time, the effective Merrick Garland already arrested 700 of us and probably funded the lawsuit against you, because all that lawfare that's outside of the judicial system is funded by the same entities. Okay, those people need to be put in prison too. I'm tired of it, dude. I did 3 years in solitary confinement. Joe Biggs did 4 years in solitary confinement for a bunch of Puritan pukes to tell me that I cannot say things. I think that we've earned the right.
No, I agree, but you're responding to some of the total Trump worshipers that just want to say they're the good guys, Johnny Come Latelys, they don't matter.
You were
convicted of fake seditious conspiracy.
Yes.
And so the bar with you is Lord of Nothing. So they did way 100 times more than you did with no proof against you. We have proof. So you're saying, according to what they did to you and others, you're saying the shoe 100% fits.
The precedent has been set, okay? And the motors are already turning. If we don't put them in prison now and set the tone and set the standard, everybody, you on my left, okay, Joe Biggs, Ethan Nordin, Dominic Pizzola, Zachary Rio, I can go on and on. The viewers of this show, you guys that are watching this show, you guys are next, okay? And they are not putting
it back in
prison.
Because you weren't even there. I met with all the guys before. We're worried about Antifa attacking. We didn't go to attack the Capitol.
Yes.
We all know it. So if you can be given 22 years for being involved in nothing, and Stuart Rhodes as well, well then, hey, sorry, Democrats, you've done a lot more than we did.
This was a big chess game, and the Democrats knew how to play it. And on a chessboard, the king piece is the most important piece. It is a piece that makes you win. And their goal, the Democrats' goal, was to take the king piece out. But first, you had to take off all the main pieces. You need to take the rooks, the knights, all of that. And that's what they did meticulously for not 4 years of Biden, for 8 years, because the deep state was working against the president this entire time. We saw it. We saw it with Crossfire Hurricane. We saw it. We saw it everywhere. And their goal was to take that king piece out, to take us out. So in order to install, because that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to install Kamala Harris over my dead body, okay? And I have proven that again and again. These people, if we do not put them in chains, they are going to go wild. If they steal the election in 2028, they're going to go wild, and they're going to have to raise the budget of the Bureau of Prisons, because they're going to need a lot more prisons.
And by the way, I say that we raise the budget now. They said, when we get in, you're all going to prison. All right, let's take three quick calls. Animal mother in Florida, you're on the air with Enrique Tarrio, one of the people in modern history convicted of seditious conspiracy. Go ahead, Animal.
Yeah, so I'm down here in Miami. We got a big election in City Miami coming up. The Republicans actually sued to have the election held this year. They were going to try to push it back and give themselves an extra year. So it's between this Democrat named Higgins and this Republican named Emilio Gonzalez. This is a big deal because in 2026, we got the G20 meeting. Klaus Schwab and all these idiots are coming to Miami, to Doral. So there's a lot of stuff going on in Miami right now. And we've had a history of trans Republicans that identify as Republican but are actually Democrats. And that's a big problem everywhere, in the Fed, in the state, and I'm sure around the rest of the country too. So I think everybody needs to concentrate on their own district, on their own zone, and try to get somebody in there that's not connected to pedophile rings and dark money and Euro trash oligarchs.
No, I agree. We can't spend all our time obsessing on what Trump does. We have to be engaged locally.
Locally, yeah. Big time.
On this, I'm a Miami resident. Our War Boys Studios is based here in Miami. I'm very familiar with what's going on here. And in the bigger picture, if you just zoom out of the county for a second, what I am seeing in the county is very concerning, but they want to chip away. They want to bring back Florida into play, right? Florida is no longer a swing state. And one of the reasons why is my Cuban brethren here in Miami that are ultra right wing has done an amazing job knocking on doors and getting our local people elected. The Proud Boys have taken over the local REC. New York Times reported that. So they need to chip away at the big cities, starting with Miami. Miami went red. What other major metropolitan area in the United
Zero.
States
that can goes you say went red? The credit of Cubans having a recent memory of living under tyranny. That's the problem with the average America. They haven't lived under it yet.
And I see the energy here in Miami. We don't do the rallies or anything that we're seeing like the people in Portland do, or the people in DC. We don't do the rally thing. We knock on doors here. We've put in the work. There's sweat equity here when it comes to our local politics. And I can't be more proud of my Miami conservatives that have done such a great job. But to the gentleman, his name was Animal, get out there, knock on doors, and don't let them take our city.
Our city. We're almost out of time.
Thank you.
It's powerful. Yeah, just it boots on the ground. Luke in California, then Eric. Luke, you're on the air. Go ahead. Maybe 4 years.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
I've been on hold for a little bit, so I'm about half an hour back in what you guys were talking about. But as far as like a timeline goes, because I realized that a lot of what pushes us into these tyrannies and a lot of these different policies revolves around money. And I was watching somebody that you've had on, who I respect in a lot of ways, Dr. Kirk Elliott, who was on a couple days ago on the Flyover Conservative saying that Japan's economy has just crashed last weekend.
It did.
And how we're all tied to it. And I wonder if that's kind of the timeline since, you know, I think about 2030 and the agenda they want to push by then and how long it's going to take to push us into the tyranny of being connected to the phone through our money and through the digital ID and all these different things. It's going to take a while to get us to that point, and they have to start it at some point. And I wonder if this big crash that we're all connected to, because the world is a small place, if that's part of what's going to lead us into this next phase.
I agree. You're thinking million-foot view, and I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was my two cents. That's what I've been thinking about, because I watch a lot of the people that you have on. He's one of the ones that I respect. And I just...
Well, I mean, he's right. I mean, the Japanese economy's totally crashed.
Yeah. And once gold hits $5,700 an ounce, you know, it's going to shift what we relate to as far as money and how we translate money and through our economies and all that different stuff. And so that's what I kind of see coming down the road.
You're right, Luke. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Final call, Eric, California. You're on the air with Eureka Dario. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. First time caller here.
Welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up three points. Bethany Abigail Terrell from Malden, Massachusetts, that was arrested by ICE. Clear Witch, if you investigate her social media, you can see she's affiliated with the Satanic Temple in Salem, Mass. She's got the Mark of the Beast literally tattooed, like the Baphomet symbol tattooed on her leg. Batty Salon, Batty Rat Salon is her business. And she said, she yelled at the ICE officers that we're glad we killed Charlie Kirk and we're going to kill you too. So, you know, referring to your Marshall Podesta plan, where they're going to go out and attack, stage false flags, attack ICE agents, blame it on, you know, supposed right-wing people, as you have diligently covered. Also, I wanted to make sure that you guys got a hold of, there's a website that shows Klaus Schwab in, like, he's basically in, like, a man song bikini, and it's the most hilarious, unflattering pictures, and I'm surprised you guys haven't found it yet.
Well, but, I've seen that before. I'm not sure that's real.
Well, I mean, there's ways to, you know, separate it, whether it's AI or whether it's the real McCoy. And I also the last thing I wanted to touch on was Candace Owens, her disclosure of the hit that's been put out on her by Macron, Bridget Macron and Emmanuel Macron, absolute New World Order scum. And I can tell you personally, I've been to France. I've traveled all over the world. I'm a Marine veteran, family, you know, coming back before there was even the Pilgrims in America, but in, you know, World War II and even before, family of veterans. But so I have the warrior spirit, but I've been in France and I can testify to her. I believe Macron tried to poison me. And I might say ludicrous or something, but I have enough proof. I know how that guy operates. I know exactly how.
Hey, I'm not thinking she's lying, but who knows? I appreciate your call. The War Room with the great Harrison Smith takes over now. Real fast, tell me about War Boys, Enrique. We'll get you back on soon.
Well, we got a good studio. It's a lot of J6 hosts that are going on. We got 12 hosts, so just go to @WarBoysStudios on Twitter. And I hope, I'd love to do that 2-hour show with Biggs next week with you. We just kick it.
Let's do it. I'll come on your shows, too. Let's book them all.
Let's do it.
All right. Great job, Enrique Tarrio.
Thanks,
Number
Alex.
One on X. All right. Harrison Smith takes over now. Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big. But I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been. And back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend after before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Ethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app, your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.